Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 26 February 2021. Top stories for today. Marriage ceremonies for non-Muslims can now be held at the National Registration Department, places of worship and non-Muslim religious association premises in areas placed under the Movement Control Order MCO, Conditional MCO and Recovery MCO, except for enhanced MCO areas, effective today. However, the number of guests is subject to the revised SOP, subject to the size of the premises. Former Education Minister Mazli Malik today instructed his lawyer to issue a letter of demand to UMNO Youth Chief Dato' Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki after the letter accused the Pakatan Harapan administration of glorifying communism in the syllabus. Meanwhile, the Federal Court has reinstated the High Court's decision ordering Perkasa and its president, Dato' Ibrahim Ali, to pay RM150,000 in damages to former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng for defamation. Lim had filed the defamation suit in 2012, claiming that former Perkasa Information Chief, the late Ruslan Kasim, had published a statement on Perkasa's website on October 1, 2011, implying that he was endangering national security by exposing the country's secrets to Singapore. On the international front, Myanmar police launched a crackdown overnight in a neighborhood of the main city of Yangon to break up a protest against a military-appointed official, as the World Bank said it would not process requests for funds made after the February 1st coup. Facebook Inc. ended a one-week blackout of Australian news on its popular social media site today and announced preliminary commercial agreements with three small local publishers. The new law makes Australia the first nation where a government arbitrator can set the price Facebook and Google pay domestic media to show their content if private negotiations fail. Meanwhile, European Union leaders moved closer to an agreement on certificates showing that citizens have been vaccinated against COVID-19, a move that could revive international travel and save the summer holiday season. Australia's Victoria state will start easing coronavirus restrictions from Friday night after authorities deemed new locally acquired cases detected for the first time in a week in the state will not pose any public health risk. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come under fire for donating COVID-19 vaccines to foreign allies, while Palestinians complain that as an occupying power, Israel should be supplying more to them. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.